Father, we stand here in thy presence.
And thank you. Padre, en ese precioso nombre, y gracias.
And thank you for all that you have done for us.
Por todo lo que tú has hecho por nosotros.
Without Calvary, Lord, we'll be nothing.
Sin eso seríamos nada.
Without Calvary, we'll be hopeless.
Pues no tendríamos esperanza.
Without Calvary, Lord, there is no future for us.
No habría futuro para nosotros sin esa
cubierta. But we thank you for Calvary.
Pero te damos gracias por el Calvario.
Father, the work of salvation that you have done for our souls.
La manera de salvación que tú has puesto para nosotros.
As we see the time that we are living in.
Conforme miramos el tiempo en el cual vivimos.
How that everything is so rotting.
Como todo se está pudriendo.
Lord, we are people that are groaning and sighing for the abomination of the cities.
Somos gente que están clamando por las abominaciones en la ciudad.
Father, we are never comfortable here.
Nunca estamos confortables aquí, Padre.
We are looking forward, Lord, for your coming.
Estamos esperando, mirando por tu venida.
To take us to the place that you have promised us.
Tú tómanos al lugar que tú nos has prometido.
Where we'll be free from all these sins and, oh God, things that are going around us.
Donde seremos libres de todas las cosas, del pecado y cosas que están alrededor de nosotros.
May anytime we come into your presence,
cada vez que venimos a tu presencia,
may we receive inspiration.
Que recibamos inspiración.
May we receive strength.
Fuerza.
May we be renewed in our minds.
Un renovamiento de nuestras mentes.
Bless us this morning.
Bendícenos esta mañana.
In your precious name, pray.
En tu precioso nombre oramos, en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
We thank God for giving us a new day. Hallelujah. And I was slightly delayed, so forgive me.
Un poquito tarde, perdónenme.
And for scripture,
para escritura,
want us to read from Ephesians chapter 1,
Efesios 1,
verses 3 to 14.
Versículos 3 al 14.
Shall we be upstanding and hear the word of God? According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Según nos escogió en él antes de la fundación del mundo, para que fuésemos santos sin mancha delante de él.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
En amor, habiéndonos predestinado para ser adoptados hijos suyos por medio de Jesucristo, según el puro afecto de su voluntad.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Para alcanzar de la gloria de su gracia, con la cual nos hizo aceptos en el amado.
In whom we have redemption through his blood.
En quien tenemos redención por su sangre.
The forgiveness of sins.
El perdón de pecados.
According to the riches of his grace.
Según las riquezas de su gracia.
Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
Que hizo a sobreabundar para con nosotros en toda sabiduría e inteligencia.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Dándonos a conocer el misterio de su voluntad.
According to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself.
Según su beneplácito, el cual se había propuesto en sí mismo.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth.
De reunir todas las cosas en Cristo en la dispensación del cumplimiento de los tiempos, así que las que están en los cielos como las que están en la tierra.
Even in him.
Aún en él.
in whom also we have obtained an inheritance,
en él asimismo tuvimos herencia,
being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will.
Habiendo sido predestinados conforme al propósito del que hace todas las cosas según el designio de su voluntad,
that we should be to the praise of his glory,
a fin de que seamos para alabanza de su gloria,
who first trusted in Christ,
nosotros los que primeramente esperábamos en Cristo,
in whom ye also trusted,
en él también vosotros habiendo dado toda la palabra de verdad,
after ye had heard the word of truth,
habiendo oído la palabra de verdad,
the gospel of your salvation,
el evangelio de vuestra salvación,
in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Y habiendo creído en él, fuisteis sellados con el Espíritu Santo de la promesa,
which is the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Que es las arras de nuestra herencia hasta la redención de la posesión adquirida para alabanza de su gloria.
Amen.
Amen.
We can take our seats and read another scripture from Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 6 to 15.
Versículo 6 al 15.
And Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
dijo Jeremías, palabra de Jehová vino a mí, diciendo,
behold,
he aquí,
Hanamel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, shall come unto thee.
Aramel, hijo de Salum, tu tío, viene a ti.
Saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth.
Cómprame mi heredad que está en el Anathoth.
For the right of redemption is thine to buy it.
Porque tú tienes derecho a ella para comprarla.
So Hanamel, my uncle's son,
y vino a mí Armael, hijo de mi tío,
came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord.
Conforme a la palabra de Jehová.
And said unto me,
al patio de la cárcel, y me dijo,
buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth.
Compra ahora mi heredad, que está en Anathoth.
Which is in the country of Benjamin.
En tierra de Benjamín.
For the right of inheritance is thine.
Porque el tuyo es derecho de la herencia.
And the redemption is thine.
Y a ti te corresponde.
Buy it for thyself.
El rescate para comprarla para ti.
Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord.
Entonces conocí que era palabra de Jehová.
And I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son.
Y compré la heredad de Anamel, hijo de mi tío.
That was in Anathoth.
La cual estaba en Anathoth.
And weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver.
Y le pesé el dinero, 17 shekels de plata.
And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses.
Y escribí la carta y la sellé y le hice certificar con testigos.
And weighed him the money in the balances.
Y pesé el dinero en la balanza.
So I took the evidence of the purchase.
Tomó luego la carta de venta.
Both that which was sealed according to the law and custom.
Sellada según el derecho y la costumbre.
And that which was open.
Y la copia abierta.
And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah.
Y di la carta de reventa a Baruch, hijo de Nefías, hijo de Maasías.
The son of Messiah, in the sight of Hanamel, my uncle's son.
Hijo de Maasías, delante de Ahamed, el hijo de mi tío.
And in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase.
Delante de los testigos que habían suscrito la carta de venta.
Before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison.
Delante de todos los judíos que estaban en el patio de la cárcel.
And I charged Baruch before them, saying,
y di orden a Baruch,
Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel.
Delante de ellos diciendo, así ha dicho Jehová de los ejércitos,
Dios de Israel. Take these evidences.
Toma estas cartas.
This evidence of the purchase.
Esta carta de venta.
Both which is sealed.
Sellada.
And this evidence which is open.
Y esta carta abierta.
And put them in an earthen vessel.
Y pónganlo en una vasija de barro.
That they may continue many days.
Para que se conserven muchos días.
For that said the Lord of hosts.
Porque así ha dicho Jehová de los ejércitos.
The God of Israel.
Dios de Israel.
Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Amen.
Y aún se recuperarán cosas heredadas y viñas en esta tierra.
Amen.
Amen.
And in Leviticus 27, because of time, maybe I may not read it.
No lo vamos a leer, pero en Leviticus.
It's talking about the year of Jubilee.
Está hablando del año del jubileo.
Where, like the 50th year.
Que en los being años futuros.
Any slave or anything that has gone wrong, gone to wrong hands.
O cualquier cosa que era esclavo que había pasado a manos incorrectas.
Could be retrieved or could be redeemed, could go back to
podría
its original possession.
O regresar a la posesión, su posesión.
Amen.
Amen.
And this morning,
mañana,
I just want to take my topic from the 15th verse.
Quiero tomar el tópico del versículo 15.
Which talks about, it says, which is the earnest of our inheritance.
Lo cual es la arras de vuestra heredad.
And so the redemption of the purchased possession.
Hasta la redención.
Unto the praise of his glory.
Para la gloria de su alabanza.
So I want to talk about the purchased possession.
Quiero hablar de la posesión comprada.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, a prophet said, you can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ahora, el profeta dice que usted puede recibir el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
That's when you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Cuando usted recibe eso.
That is the earnest of your salvation.
Esas son las arras de su salvación.
In other words, it's like a down payment.
Es como un pago de adelanto.
Receiving the Holy Spirit baptism.
Recibiendo el Espíritu
Santo. Is the earnest of your salvation or redemption.
Son las arras de su salvación.
And so it's like a down payment.
Es como un pago adelantado.
You want to purchase something.
Usted quiere comprar
and
algo.
And then you give a down payment.
Entonces da un pago.
It commits the person that he cannot sell it to any other person.
Eso lo pone en un lugar donde ellos ya no pueden venderle la posesión a nadie.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you have the Holy Spirit.
Usted tiene el Espíritu Santo.
It's an earnest of your redemption.
Son las arras de su redención.
Hallelujah. Now, what we have read from Jeremiah.
¿Qué leímos de Jeremías?
No, Jeremiah was
Jeremías era
imprisoned for
en prisión por
prophesying
por profetizar
about the captivity of
acerca de
Israel.
La captividad de Israel.
Jeremiah was shut up in a prison in the king's palace.
Él estaba en una prisión en el palacio de un
and
rey.
And while he was there, God spoke to him.
Y ahí estaba, y Dios le habló a él.
And said,
y dijo,
Hanamiah, your uncle's son will come to you.
Hanamiah, tu hijo vendrá a ti.
And
tu
ask
tío,
you to buy
que compres
of his land.
Su tierra, su heredad.
And truly,
y verdaderamente,
Hanamiah came to Jeremiah.
Alamías vino a Jeremías.
And just
sí,
repeated the words that God told Jeremiah.
La manera como él le dijo a Jeremías.
That buy this land of mine, which is in Anathoth.
Que la cual se encuentra en Anathoth.
Because the right to
porque
buy is you, or you are the right person to buy.
Tú tienes el derecho para comprar.
And so when he said this,
cuando él dijo esto.
Jeremiah knew that
perdón, Jeremías sabía
it was
esto.
Of God because God had already told him.
Porque Dios ya le había dicho a él.
And so he went ahead and bought it.
So él se adelantó y la compró.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, what was the sense in Jeremiah going to buy a piece of land that was going
Jeremías
to be taken over by the enemy?
Iban a comprar la tierra que iba a ser tomada por el enemigo.
It didn't make sense.
No tenía sentido.
You are the very person who was prophesied.
Él era la misma persona que estaba
profetizando. That your people will be going into captivity.
Iba a entrar a captividad.
For 70 years.
Por 17 años.
So just imagine if Jeremiah was even maybe 20 or 30 years.
Si Jeremías era tal vez 20
years. 20 or 30 years or something.
30, como 30 años.
What was the guarantee that after 70 years,
la garantía que hasta
Jeremiah would be living?
Jeremías estaría viviendo.
To come back and then make a claim of that land that he was buying.
Reclamar y hacer un reclamo de esa tierra que él estaba comprando.
But because it was thus said the Lord.
Pero por causa de que eso fue así dice.
Jeremiah went ahead and bought it.
Jeremías se adelantó y la compró.
Because you know that said the Lord can never fail.
Porque él sabía que así dice el Señor nunca podía fallar.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
And God gives His word, it can never fail.
Y cuando Dios da su palabra, nunca puede fallar.
If always said in hidden life with Christ,
en la vida escondida con Cristo, say,
don't take reasoning.
No tome razonamiento.
No matter what intellectual knowledge tells you.
No importa lo cual el conocimiento intelectual te dice.
Don't you believe it if
no
it's
creas.
Contrary to the word of God.
Si es contrario a la palabra de Dios.
Take that said the Lord.
Tómela así dice el Señor.
Stay right with that.
Quédate con eso.
No matter.
No importa.
And your soul will always agree with that word.
Y en tu alma todo el tiempo estará de acuerdo con esa palabra.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jeremiah went ahead and bought that piece of land.
Jeremiah se adelantó y fue y compró esa pieza de tierra.
And Jeremiah prophesied they were going to be
profetizando que iba a haber
in captivity for 70 years.
Iba a haber una cautividad por 17 años.
We had another self-acclaimed prophet who came and said, no, it's not going to be 70 years, but 2 years.
Y vino un profeta y dijo, no van a ser 17, van a ser tan solo 2
años. But Jeremiah said, amen.
Jeremías dijo, amen.
If it's 70 years and you are going to reduce to 2,
17,
amen.
Y va a reducir la 2, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same thing Zedekiah did before King Ahab.
Hizo con el rey Acab.
When Micaiah told him
cuando Micaiah le dijo
that if he went to the battle, he was not coming back, Zedekiah said, no, that is not it. When, you know, in the days of Ahab,
en los días de Acab,
Ahab wanted to go to Ramoth
Gilead
to fight
a pelear,
and to claim back the land
reclamar la tierra,
which belonged to them.
La cual le pertenecía a ellos.
He called his prophets
él llamó a sus profetas,
and inquired whether he should go
y preguntó si debía
or forbear
or no ir.
And then Zedekiah, being the head of the prophets,
ahora, esta persona, ¿cuál era la cabeza
said,
de
oh, king, go.
Oh, rey, ve.
He even made a horn that this is the way, that said, oh, this is the way you're going to push your enemies away.
Y esta es la manera como vas a empujar a tus enemigos.
But when Micaiah was brought in,
cuando él fue traído,
he said, it is not right.
Dijo, eso no es correcto.
If you go, you are not coming back.
Si tú vas, tú no vas a regresar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know,
¿sabe?
Sometimes we have false prophets coming.
Algunas veces tenemos un profeta falso viniendo.
To declare what is not of God.
Para declarar lo que no es de Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
sea. And so we have even false prophets today.
Y también tenemos profetas falsos hoy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read something.
Déjeme leer algo.
In the book of Revelations.
En el libro de Revelación.
Now, the prophet said, now, this
ahora,
book was sealed with 7 seals.
Este libro estaba sellado con 7 sellos.
Now, it was the Bible.
Era la Biblia.
It was sealed with 7 seals.
Estaba sellada con 7 sellos.
And now watch how this was done.
Ahora vigile cómo esto fue hecho.
Jeremiah.
Jeremías.
He had prophesied that he'll be carried away.
Profetizó que él sería llevado.
That Jeremiah 32.
Jeremías 32.
He was going to be carried away over to captivity down in Babylon.
Él iba a ser llevado en captividad allá en Babilonia.
They were going to be down there 70 years.
Iban a estar ahí 17 años.
He had prophesied
él
it.
Lo había profetizado.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was going to be there for 70 years.
Y él iba a estar ahí por 17 años.
Now, he was actually the closest kinsman to his cousin.
Ahora, él era el más cercano pariente a su sobrino.
So it's referring back to the scripture that we read in Jeremiah 32.
A la escritura la cual leímos.
That Jeremiah was the closest kinsman.
Que era el familiar más cercano.
To Hanamiel.
Oh, Hanamiel.
So Jeremiah had the right of redemption or purchase.
Redención o compra.
That is why his cousin came to him.
Su sobrino vino a él.
Now,
ahora,
so that he knew that the enemy will hold the papers and so forth of his place.
Él sabía que el enemigo se iba a quedar con los papeles y todo eso en su lugar. Pero,
but he knew that God will not forsake his people.
Pero él sabía que no, Dios no olvidaría a su gente.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even though the enemy was going to take hold of their land,
iba a tomar la tierra,
he also knew that God would not forsake his people.
No olvidaría su gente.
So if he had promised them that after 70 years they were coming back, it was going to be so.
Si ellos iban a estar 17 años y regresan, eso estaría vendido.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was the faith of Jeremiah.
Esa fue la fe de Jeremías.
So now he took and sealed it just exactly the way the scrolls were sealed.
Y él lo tomó. Él lo tomó y lo selló.
And sealed it just exactly.
Se lo hizo exactamente de la manera que los sellos fueron sellados.
Amen.
Amen.
He sealed it the same way.
Él lo selló de la misma manera.
Now I said, now in Jeremiah wrote this book.
When Jeremiah wrote this book. Escrito este libro.
Now remember, he was going to be gone.
Ahora recuerde, él no iba a estar ahí.
He had prophesied.
Él lo ha profetizado.
Now he didn't know it.
Ahora él no lo sabía.
Only.
Solo.
Sorry, my scripture mixed up. So just bear with me.
So.
Only through prophecy. He solo didn't know it. Only through prophecy.
No lo sabía, solo a través de profecía.
Amen. Through prophecy, he knew.
A través de la profecía, él
through
supo,
the revelation of God.
A través de la revelación de Dios.
That they were going to be away from that country for 70 years.
Que ahí iba a haber una salida de ese país por 17 años.
He inherited his cousin's inheritance.
Él heredó la heredad de sus sobrinos.
So he had it all written up.
So él lo tenía todo escrito.
That's legally.
Legalmente.
And what did he do with it?
¿Y qué él hizo con ello?
So it wouldn't rot or rust.
So no, entonces no se iba a podrir.
He put it in an earthen vessel.
Y lo puso en un vaso terrenal.
And put it away.
Y la sacó.
So it wouldn't rot or rust.
So no se, para que no se pudriera.
Until those 70 years had expired.
Hasta que esos 17 años se habían acabado.
All he's saying that Jeremiah, knowing that he was buying a parcel of land.
Él estaba comprando un pase de la tierra.
Which was going to be taken over by the enemy.
La cual iba a ser tomada por el enemigo.
He prepared documents.
Él preparó documentos.
Concerning that piece of land.
Concerniente a esa pieza de tierra.
So that these documents should also be kept very well.
También miró que esos documentos tenían que preservarse muy bien.
So these documents could not be tampered with.
Estos documentos no se podían tocar.
These documents will be intact after 70 years.
Estos documentos tendrían que estar intactos por 17
so that
años.
If God brought them back
so
to their land,
los trajo de regreso a la tierra,
those documents will be so fresh
esos documentos
and
serían
intact
estarían tan frescos y tan intactos
so that he could use those documents to claim back
usar esos documentos para reclamar
the land that he purchased.
La tierra la cual él compró.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he put them in an earthen vessel.
So lo puso en un vaso terrenal.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor. Un vaso de barro.
He never revealed it to the highest and the prudent.
Él nunca se reveló a los prudentes y a los altos.
Amen. He puts it in an earthen vessel.
Pero él lo puso en un vaso terrenal.
And he created himself his own son, Jesus Christ.
Y él creó él mismo su propio hijo. Cristo
in other
Jesus.
Words, this earthen vessel.
En otras palabras, este vaso terrenal.
That these documents were placed in.
En el cual este documento fue puesto.
To ensure.
Para asegurar.
That they were kept intact.
Que iba a mantenerse intacto.
This earthen vessel was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Este vaso terrenal era nuestro Señor. El Señor Jesucristo.
So he created himself, his own son,
su propio hijo,
Christ Jesus.
Cristo Jesús.
And in these last days,
y en estos últimos días,
now he's opening the seals,
ahora él está viendo los sellos,
and showing them to the church,
mostrándoselo a la iglesia,
kept in an earthen vessel,
mantenido en un vaso terrenal,
so it wouldn't rot or rust,
para que no se pudriera.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see,
¿ve?
But there it is.
Pero ahí esto es.
It's been kept wrapped in the vessel.
Ha sido mantenido envuelto en un vaso.
Of the earth.
De la tierra.
That was redeemed out of the earth.
Redimido de la tierra.
Come up on Easter morning.
Salió en la mañana de la Pascua.
Where dead seals could not hold him any longer.
Donde los sellos de la muerte no lo podían detener no más.
But he broke the seals.
Pero él rompió los sellos.
And rose up.
Y resucitó.
And proven himself in these last days.
En estos últimos días.
That he is alive.
Que él está vivo.
He is alive.
Él está vivo.
Amen.
Amen.
He is in his church.
Él está en su iglesia.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Él es el mismo ayer, hoy y por los siglos.
And that's been hid from seminaries.
Y esto ha estado escondido de los seminarios.
It's been hid from organizations.
También escondido de las organizaciones.
And in these last days,
y en estos últimos días,
he's revealing it. He's revealing it by his own presence.
A través de su propia presencia.
Among his presence.
Entre su gente.
He gets somebody that can get the world out of them.
Él toma a alguien el cual puede recibir la palabra y sacar
la palabra
de ellos.
And the things out of them.
Y las cosas fuera de ellos.
Christianity out of them.
El iglesianismo fuera de ellos.
So he can speak through them.
Entonces él puede hablar a través de ellos.
And reveal and open these seals.
Y abrir estos sellos.
Like this himself.
Como él mismo.
So that he himself will open those seals.
Él mismo abrirá esos sellos.
He himself will come out with the evidence of purchase.
Él mismo, él vendrá con evidencias.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
You know, in Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9.
Hebreos capítulo 9.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 9 and verses 16 and 17.
16 y 17. Hebreos 9, 16 y 17.
It says, the Bible says, for where a testament is,
porque donde hay testamento,
there must also of necessity
es necesario
be the death of the testator.
Que intervenga muerte del testador.
For the testament is of force after men are dead.
Porque el testamento con la muerte se confirma.
Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives.
Pues no es válido entre tanto que el testador vive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if one makes a will,
so si uno hace una testamento,
the will does not become effective until the testator or the one who made the will is dead.
Y esto no llega a ser efectivo hasta que el testador o el que hizo la el testamento muera.
But as long as the testator lives,
pero mientras el testador
viva, the will is not effective. It cannot be effective.
So el testamento no puede ser efectivo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus made a will unto his bride.
So Jesucristo hizo un testamento.
You
para
and
su
I,
novia.
His bride.
Usted y yo, su novia.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He bequeathed that will unto us.
Él declara que ese testamento para con nosotros.
And this will became effective after Jesus had died.
Vino efectivo después de que Jesús murió.
So that we can claim every promise.
Para que podamos reclamar cada promesa.
So that we can implement the contents of the will.
Implementar los contenidos de ese testamento, de su
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we can make we can claim every divine promise
so
that has been given to us in the will.
Que nos fue dada a nosotros en ese testamento.
All the promises belong to us.
Todas las promesas nos pertenecen.
Because our testator has died.
Porque nuestro testador ha
muerto. We can enforce
so podemos reforzar
everything that is in the will.
Que está, todo lo que está en ese testamento.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
He has
Señor.
Given it all to us.
Él nos lo ha dado todo
Every
nosotros.
Promise in
Cada
the Bible is mine.
Es mía.
Every chapter,
Cada
every
capítulo,
verse.
Cada
Every line
cada línea
is mine.
Es mía.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything belongs to us.
Todo nos pertenece a nosotros.
Because we are the beneficiaries
somos los beneficiarios
of the testament or the will.
Del testamento.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Now you see,
Ahora,
we are talking about a purchased possession.
Estamos hablando de una posesión comprada.
There's a difference between a purchase, something purchased, and then something that is being possessed.
Y algo siendo poseído.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And looking in the dictionary,
buscando en el diccionario, mirando.
See, possession is the act of controlling property.
Posesión es el acto de controlar una propiedad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The act of controlling property.
El acto de controlar una propiedad.
Or some kind of ownership, temporary.
O un tipo parecido.
In the law, they say possession is 9 points of the law.
La posesión es del Señor.
It means that if one is having something in his possession,
si alguien tiene algo en su posesión,
the responsibility lies on the contestant to prove that that thing does not belong to the one possessing it.
En la persona que tiene eso, diciendo que esa posesión le pertenece.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But purchase
Pero compra
means obtain in exchange for payment.
Obtener en cambio por pago.
Purchase. That is, you obtain
compra,
something in exchange
es obtener algo en intercambio
for payment.
Por un pago.
Something that is acquired by purchase.
Algo que es poseído por compra.
So realize that in possession, someone can possess something
alguien puede poseer algo
that he has no title to.
El cual no tiene título para ello.
Amen.
Amen.
You can possess something. Something can be in your possession.
Algo puede estar en tu posesión.
Without you necessarily having a good title to it.
Necesariamente que tengas un título bueno.
Amen.
Amen.
In law, they call something consideration. In law, they call something consideration. In law.
En la ley le llaman algo consagración.
At least there has to be some kind of a reward or some kind of an exchange.
Tiene que haber un tipo de recompensa o cambio.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Now,
Ahora,
if we can read
si
something from Genesis chapter 23.
Algo de Génesis 23.
Verses 8 and 9.
Versículos 8 y 9.
You know, when Sarah died.
¿Sabe cuando Sarah murió?
Abraham needed a place to bury her.
Abraham necesitó un lugar para llevarla a ella, para enterrarla.
Genesis 23, verses 8 and 9.
Génesis 23, versículos 8 y 9.
And he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar.
Y habló con ellos diciendo, si tenéis voluntad de que yo sepulte mi muerta de delante de mí, cédeme, oídme e interceded por mí con Efrón, hijo de Zohar.
That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he had, which is in the end of his field.
Para que me dé la cueva de Machpelah, que tiene al extremo de su heredad.
For as much money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a barren place among you.
Que por su justo precio me la dé para posesión de sepultura en medio de vosotros.
Now,
ahora,
when Abraham made this proposition, or he made this request,
Abraham hizo esta proposición o este pedido,
the owner of the land said, oh, no.
El dueño de la tierra dijo, oh, no.
We are living at peace with you.
Vivimos en paz contigo.
So I cannot sell this land to you.
So no te puedo vender esta tierra.
Just take it.
Tan solo tómala.
Bury your dead.
Entierra tu muerto.
That is okay.
Eso está bien.
But Abraham insisted.
Pero Abraham insistió.
Said, no, I'll have to buy it.
Yo tengo que comprarla.
I won't take it for free.
No la voy a tomar por
Praise
nada.
The Lord. So eventually, the land was sold to Abraham.
La tierra fue vendida a Abraham.
So that he could bury his dead.
Para que pudiera enterrar sus muertos.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Because he bought the land.
Porque él compró la tierra.
Jacob also desired to be buried there.
También deseó ser enterrado ahí.
Joseph was buried there.
José también fue enterrado
and
ahí.
All other people
y toda la demás gente
of his kins, of his tribe, that is, belong, his descendants.
Sus descendientes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, if, praise the Lord,
y si, alabado sea el Señor,
if it was a gift,
si hubiera sido un regalo,
if Abraham had taken it as a gift,
si Abraham hubiera tomado
como un
regalo,
having not paid anything for it,
que no hubiera pagado nada por ello,
there would have come a time,
vendría un tiempo,
when the owners,
cuando los dueños,
would have said, no, we knew of Abraham, but Abraham is no more. Now we want
Abraham.
Our
Abraham
land
no
back.
Existe más. Ahora queremos la tierra de regreso.
And they could have said anything.
Y ellos no podían decir nada.
Maybe they could have ended up saying, oh, exhume those who were buried after Abraham.
Esto va después de lo que enterró a Abraham, va a ellos.
Hallelujah.
Sí.
But we learn that in that cave of Machpelah, Adam and Eve were buried there.
Adán y Eva fueron enterrados ahí.
Job was also buried there.
Job también.
So, you know, Abraham bought this piece of land by revelation.
Se ve, él compró Abraham por revelación, compró esta tierra.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
In 2 Samuel chapter 24.
Segundo Samuel 24.
We may not read it for want of time. But 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, you know, there was a pestilence or epidemic
in Israel.
And God asked David,
Dios le pidió a David
to make an altar,
hacer un altar
in the threshing floor of Arunah.
En la tierra de Arunah.
The name is Arunah or something. Hallelujah.
Creo que es así, parecido. Hallelujah.
To offer a sacrifice there.
Ofrecer un sacrificio
to ahí. Call the epidemic to cease.
Para parar la epidemia.
And this owner of the threshing floor.
Y este dueño de este lugar
was so happy that the king was even asking him to, I mean, to allow him to sacrifice in his threshing floor.
Que aún el rey quería hacer un sacrificio en este lugar.
He was ready to give it free.
Él estaba listo para darla por nada.
But David insisted.
Pero David insistió.
No, I must buy it.
No, tengo que comprarla.
I must purchase it.
Tengo que comprarla.
I must give money in exchange for that land.
Tengo que dar dinero en cambio por esa tierra.
So that it becomes my possession.
Para que venga a ser mi posesión.
That anytime I need to sacrifice to the Lord.
Que cada vez que yo necesite sacrificar
I can come back confidently
Señor,
and do it over here.
Con confidencia y hacer ofrenda.
Otherwise, if you give it to me freely.
De otra manera, si tú me la
in your absence.
En tu ausencia.
When you are gone.
Cuando tú no estés.
And I'm also gone.
Y también que yo no
my
exista,
people cannot make make a claim of the place.
Gente no puede hacer un reclamo.
But when
por
I have
tierra,
purchased it,
y cuando yo la haya
then it
comprado,
becomes my possession.
Llega a ser mi posesión.
It becomes my bona fide property.
Mi propiedad.
So it can belong to my descendants.
Y entonces puede de, pertenecer a mi descendencia.
I can bequeath it to my people.
Puedo dársela a mi gente.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So David didn't take it free.
So David no la tomó por nada.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
And then we read from Matthew chapter 4.
Y leemos de Mateo capítulo 4.
Verses 8 and 9.
Versículos 8 y 9.
Here comes the Lord Jesus Christ.
Aquí viene el Señor Jesucristo.
And we are told during his temptation by the devil.
Y se nos ha sido dicho que en las tentaciones por el diablo en estos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The third place that the devil took him to.
El lugar al cual el diablo lo tomó.
He took him to a high mountain.
Lo llevó a una montaña alta.
And showed him the glories, the everything in this world.
De todas las cosas de este mundo.
And he said, "Look at all that."
Y le dijo el diablo, mira
everything
todo eso,
in this world.
Todo en este mundo.
Of course, including you and I.
Por supuesto, incluido tú y yo.
I'll give them to you freely.
Te las doy a ti por gratis.
You just bow down.
Si tan
me.
Solo tú te inclinas delante de
Aleluya.
Mí. Aleluya.
And Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Y Jesucristo le dice, "Apártate de mí, Satanás."
I didn't come to take it free.
No he venido a tomarla gratis.
The purpose of my coming was to come and buy it,
el
purchase it.
El propósito de mí venir era venir a comprarla.
Have a good title to it.
Para tener un buen título de ella.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
And so Jesus didn't enter into any gentleman agreement with Satan.
Satanás no entretuvo ningún acuerdo con Satanás.
But he came to pay for it.
Pero vine a pagar por ella.
He came to pay for my redemption and your redemption.
Vino a pagar por mi redención y la redención.
So that he can have us all for himself. So
para que él nos pueda tener para él mismo.
You know, in Romans, the book of Romans says, we are purchased.
¿Sabe,
with hermano, a price.
Dice que somos comprados con
and what
un precio.
Is the price that Jesus paid?
Y fue el precio que Jesucristo pagó.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You agree with me that if,
¿usted estará de acuerdo con uno si,
if Jesus had offered a proposal of Satan?
Si Jesús,
if Jesus yes, has accepted
si
what
Jesús
Jesus Satan told him,
de Satanás, lo que Satanás
that he'll give
dijo,
it to him freely by just worshiping him.
Si tan solo él alababa,
no, we'll not be safe.
No estaríamos salvos.
Because any time Satan wanted, he would just say, "Hey, give me my this man. Give me
Satanás
that woman.
Querido,
give me that."
Dame,
he would just
mío,
be
dame, es mío.
Claiming us back.
You know, reclamándonos
but thank God
atrás.
He paid for it.
Pero gracias a Dios, él pagó por
he
ello.
Paid for our redemption.
Pagó por nuestra redención.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
so the
Señor.
Devil has so no title to
el
us.
El diablo no tiene título
he
para
cannot
nosotros.
Claim us back.
Él no puede reclamar de regreso.
We are the people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Nombres de nosotros están
we are predestinated children of God.
Somos los hijos de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the devil has no part in us. He has no place in us.
No tiene parte en nosotros.
He has no claim of us whatsoever.
No tiene reclamo para con nosotros.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
God has claimed us for himself.
Dios nos ha reclamado para él mismo.
We knew how much Jesus had to suffer.
Él sabía cuánto Jesús tenía que sufrir.
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 53.
Isaiah
53.
Isaías 53.
Verses 3 and 5.
Isaías 53, versículo 3 y 5.
Isaiah 53, 3 to 5, sorry.
De 3 a 5.
He is despised and rejected of men.
Despreciado y desechado entre los hombres.
A man of sorrows and acquainted with
dolores,
grief.
Experimentado en quebranto.
And we hid as it were our faces from him.
Y como que nos escondimos de él el rostro.
He was despised.
Fue menospreciado.
And we esteemed him not.
No, y no lo estimamos.
Surely he had borne our griefs.
Ciertamente llevó él nuestras enfermedades.
And carried our sorrows.
Y sufrió nuestros dolores.
Yet we did esteem him stricken.
Y nosotros le tuvimos por azotado.
Smitten of God and afflicted.
Por herido de Dios y abatido.
But he was wounded for my transgression.
Mas él fue herido fue por nuestras transgresiones.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Molido por nuestros pecados.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
El castigo de nuestra paz fue sobre él.
And with his stripes we are
por
healed.
Y sus llagas fuimos nosotros curados.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With his stripes we are healed.
Con sus llagas somos sanados.
What you and I should have gone through, he came and did it all.
Por lo cual nosotros, usted y yo, hubiéramos teníamos que haber pasado. Él pasó por nosotros.
Of course, we couldn't have done it.
Por supuesto, no podríamos haberlo hecho.
We were not qualified even to redeem ourselves or
no
to redeem one another.
Para redimirnos nosotros mismos o redimirnos el uno al otro.
Because your blood and my blood have
porque
all been contaminated with sin.
La sangre usted y la sangre mía han sido contaminada con pecado.
But he came through a virgin birth.
Pero él vino a través de un vaso virgen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With no sin.
Sin pecado.
To pay the price on Calvary.
Para pagar el precio en el Calvario.
To redeem us.
Para redimirnos.
We who were caught up in sin. We're caught up in sin. We were in sin.
Estamos en pecado.
Hallelujah. But he came to rescue us.
Pero él vino a rescatarnos.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
The prophet said, but he came by virgin birth.
Pero vino a través de un vaso virgen.
Went through all the earthly trials.
Pasó a través de todas las pruebas terrenales.
Drank of the cup of human cruelty.
Bebió de la copa de la crueldad humana.
Even cruelty of death on the cross.
Crueldad de death en la cruz.
Just to redeem you and I.
Para redimirlo a usted y a
mí. Just to set us free.
Para libertarnos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just to buy us, purchase us for himself.
Ya para comprarnos, nos compró para él mismo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This will be for two services, but we'll compress everything.
Vas a compresarlo esto, hope.
And now, here is a picture.
Ahora aquí está la gran foto.
First, a redeemer.
El primero, un redentor.
Someone who can redeem a lost estate in Israel.
Alguien que pueda redimir a el estado perdido en Israel.
The man must first be a kinsman.
El hombre tiene que ser un pariente.
He must be close kinsfolk.
Tiene que ser un pariente cercano.
Not a way of kinsman.
No un pariente lejano.
But a near kinsman.
Pero un pariente cercano.
And how could God ever become a close kinsman?
¿Y cómo podía Dios llegar a ser un pariente cercano?
When God himself was made flesh.
Cuando Dios mismo fue hecho carne.
And dwelt amongst us.
Y vivió entre nosotros.
God could not become a close kinsman until he became flesh himself.
Él no podía venir a ser un pariente hasta que él llegó a ser carne.
God is spirit.
Dios es espíritu.
And we are mortals. We are here. We are physical people.
Somos
Hallelujah.
Gente física.
So there's no way
no
he could
manera
have become a kinsman, a near somebody that is close to us.
No pudo venir alguien así cerca de nosotros, un pariente.
And so he, God himself, became
él mismo,
one of
el rey,
us.
Vino por nosotros.
He had to tabernacle himself in flesh, in a human body.
Él tuvo que venir en carne, un cuerpo humano.
To be like one of us.
Para ser como uno como nosotros.
Then he qualified as
entonces,
a kinsman.
Eso lo calificaba él como un pariente
to do
cercano,
the redemption work.
Para hacer la redención.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He became kinsman.
Él llegó a ser un pariente.
Not to angels,
no a los
but
ángeles,
to human beings.
Para los seres humanos.
He never came in the form of angels.
Él nunca vino en una forma de ángel.
But he humiliated himself.
Él se humilló él mismo.
And stripped himself from all of his heavenly glories.
Y se quitó de él mismo todas sus glorias celestiales.
And came down.
Y bajó.
And was made a kinsman with man.
Y fue hecho un pariente con el hombre.
In order to fulfill the law of kinsman redemption.
De la redención parental.
Oh, what precious love the Father had for Adam's fallen race.
Oh, qué precioso amor el amor tuvo por la raza caída de Adán.
gave his only son to suffer and redeem us by his grace.
Dio su propio, su único hijo para sufrir y redimirnos por su gracia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is he, a kinsman.
Un pariente cercano.
God made flesh.
Dios hecho carne.
And dwelt amongst us.
Y vive entre nosotros.
Becoming kinsfolk to the human being.
Llegando a ser parientes al ser humano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he became a kinsman,
él llegó
redeemer.
A ser un pariente, un redentor.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
We know that, like in
sabemos.
As I said, wanted to read, but we didn't read because of time.
No puedo realmente leerla por causa del tiempo.
Hallelujah. Talking about Leviticus 27.
Hablando de Levíticos 27.
About the year of Jubilee.
Acerca del año del jubileo.
Where on the 50th year.
Cuando en el año 50,
the slaves went free.
Los esclavos salieron.
Everything that had left the master or had left its place were returned to its place. Anything that had left its place,
cualquier cosa the right place, su lugar, el lugar correcto,
was restored.
Fue restaurado.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the prophet said in Revelation chapter 2,
ahora el profeta dice en Revelación,
chapter 5,
capítulo
right, I'm sorry.
5, perdón, parágrafo 171.
Say now, remember,
ahora
in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
a man lost his inheritance.
Un hombre perdió su heredad.
And a squatter came on his land. A squatter, somebody who comes to squat in there.
Alguien que viene a su tierra.
He could not hold it any longer.
No podría retenerla no más.
For annihilation from the owner.
Aniquilación del dueño.
Until 50 years.
Hasta los 50 años.
Now, after 50 years,
después de 50 años,
the year of Jubilee came.
El año del jubileo vino.
And the year of Jubilee,
y el año del jubileo,
when the year of Jubilee came along,
el año del jubileo viene,
then everything went back to its original beginning.
Todo fue de regreso a su principio original.
All slaves.
Todos los esclavos.
They went back to the original beginning.
Fueron de regreso al principio original.
If a man was hoeing in the field,
si un hombre estaba en el campo,
and the trumpet sounded,
y la trompeta sonó,
and he heard it,
y él escuchó,
he would throw down the hoe and say, "I'm no more a slave."
Él podría soltarlo con lo que estaba trabajando y decir, no soy más esclavo.
I go back to my family.
Voy de regreso a mi familia.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything was given back.
Todo fue dado de regreso.
If a squatter was on the ground,
si esta persona estaba en la tierra,
he had to get off the ground.
Él que tenía que salir.
That's all.
De la tierra.
He got off the ground.
Él salió de la tierra.
Because why?
¿Por qué?
The legal owner was coming back.
El dueño legal estaba regresando.
Amen.
Amen.
The legal owner was coming back for his land.
Venía a su tierra.
So the squatter had to leave the land.
Entonces, este usurpador tenía que dejar la tierra.
Praise the Lord. Just give me a little time and then I will.
Denme un poquito de tiempo.
In the message, the mark of the beast.
En el mensaje, la marca de la bestia.
The prophet said, "Now in the Old Testament."
El profeta dice ahora en el Viejo Testamento.
The Bible said that there was to be a 50-year jubilee.
La Biblia dice que tenía que haber un 50 años de jubileo.
That was 7 times 7 years.
Eso fue 7 veces 7 años.
You know, they had to observe the Sabbath.
Tenían que observar el sábado.
For 7 times.
Por 7 veces.
7 times 7. That is 49.
7 veces 7 son 49.
So then the 49th year, sorry, it was, and in the 50th year was the Jubilee year.
Was el año del jubileo.
After 49 Sabbath.
Después de 7 veces 7 de Sabbath.
Sorry,
7 times 7.
Yeah, 7 times 7, 49 Sabbath. The 50th year
año 50
was the Jubilee.
Era el jubileo.
It's a God's Jubilee. 50 is God's Jubilee number.
50 es el número de jubileo.
Now he is relating it to Pentecost, the day of Pentecost.
Esto es relacionado al día del Pentecostés.
So the word Pentecost means 50.
The word Pentecost. La palabra Pentecostés quiere decir 50.
Hallelujah. Pentecost, year of Jubilee, 50 years. 50 Pentecost, 50.
Pentecostés, jubileo, 50.
It was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Fue el derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
At the end of the 50 days.
Al final del día 50.
You know, the Pentecost or the Holy Spirit fell on the 50th day after Jesus had left.
En el 50, el día 50 después de que Jesús había salido.
After the resurrection, Jesus was around for 40 days.
Jesús estuvo alrededor de 14 años.
And then he ascended.
Y entonces él ascendió.
And then he asked the disciples to wait in the upper room.
Que esperaran en el cuarto alto.
And not many days from that time,
no muchos días desde
they will receive
tiempo,
the promise of the Father.
Recibieron la promesa del Padre.
And so they waited 10 days.
Y esperaron 10 días.
And on this, that is 40 plus 10 made the 50.
So
40 days,
40 más 10,
and then the 10 days
50.
Of their waiting made the 50 days.
Hicieron los 50 días.
So on the 50th day,
40, so
after Jesus had left,
después de que Jesús se ha ido,
was the day of Pentecost.
Fue el día del Pentecostés.
And then the Holy Ghost fell.
Y el Espíritu Santo cayó.
So let's continue.
Vamos a continuar.
It was also the end of the 50th year.
También fue el final del año 50.
Jesus came to forewarn the people of the coming year of Jubilee.
Jesús vino a prevenir a la gente de la venida del año del jubileo.
He went into the synagogue at Capernaum.
Entró a la sinagoga de Capernaum.
And sat down.
Y se sentó.
And took the scriptures.
Y tomó las escrituras.
And turned over to Isaiah chapter 61.
Y la abrió a Isaías 61.
We can have that in Luke chapter 4.
Y podemos mirarlo este Luke.
Luke chapter 4 was a fulfillment of Isaiah 61.
That part. Lucas 4 fue el cumplimiento de esta Isaías.
And he read 61. The scriptures.
Y leyó las escrituras.
So scriptures in
Isaías 51.
Luke 4.
La escritura en Lucas 4.
Which was a fulfillment of Isaiah 61.
De Isaías 61.
Amen.
Amen.
Said that so we can read.
Lo podremos leer.
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19.
Lucas 4, versículo
18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Dice, el Espíritu del Señor está sobre de mí.
Because he had anointed me to preach good tidings.
Porque me ha ungido Jehová.
Unto the meek.
Porque me enviado a predicar buenas nuevas a los abatidos.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
A los quebrantados de corazón.
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
A publicar libertad a los cautivos.
And the opening of the prisons to them that are bound.
Apertura de la cárcel.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
A proclamar el año de la buena voluntad del Jehová.
And when he got through reading,
y cuando pasó él a través de la lectura,
he sat down and handed the scripture back to the priest.
Y se sentó y le dio la escritura de regreso al sacerdote.
And he said,
y él dijo,
this day,
este día,
this scripture,
esta escritura,
is fulfilled in your ears.
Ha sido cumplida en sus oídos.
Well, you see, he was giving forth the warning of the coming forth of the great gusher of Pentecost.
Les dio la advertencia de la venida del gran.
Yeah, he was giving forth the warning of the coming forth of the great gusher, nice, of Pentecost.
Para el día del Pentecostés, de hecho.
To set at liberty
para liberar
everyone that was slave to sin. and
todo
bound.
Aquel que estaba era esclavo del pecado y atado.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he came to set the captives free.
Él vino a poner a los cautivos
en libertad. He came to open the prison doors.
Vino a abrir las
to set men free.
Para liberar a los hombres.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why he came.
Das por eso es que él vino.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el
and
Señor.
At the receiving of the Holy Ghost baptism.
Y el recibimiento del bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
It sets men free.
Libera a los hombres.
The captives are all set free.
Los cautivos son liberados.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are bought with a price.
Usted fue comprado con un precio.
And the devil has no.
Y el diablo no tiene.
No claim on you.
No reclamo en usted.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Because he belongs to God.
Porque le pertenecemos a Dios.
He has purchased you.
Él lo ha comprado a usted.
So the Holy Ghost baptism is the earnest of our salvation.
Son las arras de nuestra salvación.
It is a down payment.
Es un pago.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
God has paid it all for us.
Dios ha pagado todo por nosotros.
It says in Hebrews 6. It says, not
6,
the Bible, but the Hebrew, book of Hebrews.
El libro de los Hebreos.
Now we are perfected.
Ahora somos perfeccionados.
Absolutely spotless and blameless.
Sin mancha y arruga.
Not one sin on us. Amen.
No un pecado en nosotros.
So what God has done for us has
lo que
perfected
Dios ha hecho
us.
Por nosotros nos ha perfeccionado.
You see, he's linking all these things to
él está atando todas estas
Jeremiah
cosas
32.
A Jeremías 32.
When Jeremiah was asked by the Lord to buy a piece of
donde
land.
Jeremías fue ungido por Dios para que comprara la tierra.
Even during the troublous times.
Durante los tiempos de más problemas.
When the enemy was going to take over the land.
Cuando estas personas iban a tomar
but
la tierra.
It was thus said the Lord.
Pero fue así dice el Señor.
So he knew that all was not over. All was not lost.
Sabía que él sabía que no todo estaba acabado.
There
no
was going
perdido.
To be a claim back, a restoration.
Iba a haber un reclamo, una restauración.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
so all he had to do is make sure that the documents,
era asegurarse que un
the evidence of payment,
la evidencia del pago,
the evidence of purchase,
la evidencia de compra,
were well kept.
Were
kept well.
Fue mantenida.
Because that was the only way by which he could claim back the land.
Como podría ser la tierra reclamada.
If he got the evidence all
si él tenía la evidencia de
torn apart
rota o rompida,
and all that, there was no way he could claim
no
that land.
Manera que él pudiera reclamar
because
la tierra.
Here was a squatter on the land.
Aquí había un usurpador en la tierra.
Possessing the land.
Poseyendo la tierra.
And so if you could get him out of the land, you have to prove that, yes,
ahora,
it belongs to you.
Tiene que quiere sacarlo de la tierra, entonces tiene que probar que le pertenece a usted.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So keeping the evidence was so important.
Las evidencias era tan importante.
That's why it was kept in an earthen vessel.
Fue que fue mantenida en un vaso terrenal.
And that earthen vessel was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y ese vaso terrenal era el Señor Jesucristo.
You could not adulterate him.
Usted no podría adoctrinarlo.
You can't denominate him.
Usted no podría denominarlo a él.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea
he is the unchanging God.
Él es el Dios que
heaven
no
and earth will pass away.
Cielo y tierra pasarán.
But his word will never
pero
pass
su
away.
Palabra nunca pasará.
So it was well preserved.
Era muy bien preservado.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
and we
Señor.
See him in Revelation chapter 5.
Miramos a él en Revelación 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Coming to open the seals.
Viniendo a abrir los sellos.
The book that was in the small book that was in the hand of him that sat on the throne.
Del pequeño libro que estaba en las manos de
no one was found worthy.
Nadie fue encontrado digno
to take it.
Para tomarlo.
Even to look at it.
Aún mirarlo.
But here came.
Pero aquí vino.
One that was slain.
Uno que es, era.
A lamb that was having blood all over his body. The lamb.
Yeah, el cordero.
That had blood all over his body.
Que tenía todo blanco en su cuerpo.
Hallelujah. He was able to take the book.
Él fue capaz de tomar el libro.
And open the seals.
Y abrir los sellos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says,
la Biblia
when
dice,
The whole place was so quiet, and it seemed like nobody.
Tan quieto, tan en silencio, que
and it seemed
que
like nobody could go and take the book.
Que nadie podía venir y tomar el libro.
Say, John wept.
Entonces Juan lloró.
John wept.
Juan lloró.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he knew that in that book,
que en ese libro
was the title deed.
Estaba el título de propiedad.
So if you don't have the title deed, if no one can open it,
de propiedad, nadie podía abrirlo.
We don't know what will happen to us.
No sabríamos qué nos hubiera pasado a nosotros.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when it came someone,
pero cuando vino alguien,
ready to open, to take the book and open the seals,
listo para tomar el libro y abrir los sellos,
I believe John,
yo creo que Juan,
was so happy.
Estaba tan feliz.
He wept because nobody was ready to open it. Then,
él lloraba porque nadie había para abrir el libro. Pero entonces,
and when there was somebody ready to open it,
cuando ahí estaba uno listo para abrirlo,
he was happy.
Él estaba feliz.
Because porque, in the seals,
porque en el sellos,
where the title deeds.
Estaba el título de propiedad.
Just like Jeremiah kept these,
así como the evidence in a seal, en un sello,
in an earthen vessel,
en un vaso terrenal.
You see, remember, he said, we are not going into that anyway. But he said,
pero dice,
the evidence of purchase
de compra
were in two parts.
Fue en dos partes.
One was sealed.
Una fue sellada.
The other one was open.
La otra fue abierta.
This is the open one.
Esta es la abierta.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the sealed one is what has been opened in our day.
Es lo que,
the sealed one,
la sellada,
is what has been opened in
lo
our
que
day.
Ha sido abierto en nuestros días.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So we are perfected.
Somos perfeccionados entonces.
Amen. Absolutely spotless and blameless.
Absolutamente sin culpa y sin.
And the prophet says, so if we are saying that, are you above temptation?
Y si estamos diciendo eso acerca de tentación,
say never.
Diga nunca.
Do you sin every day? Do you sin every day? Yes.
¿Pecas todos los días? Sí.
We are not above temptation. And we sin every day.
Y pescamos
even
todos
in
los
our
días.
Thoughts, we sin. Our utterances, we sin.
Todo.
Our imaginations, we sin.
Nuestra imaginación.
Sometimes we are angry, we sin.
Algunas veces estamos enojados. Pecamos.
But yet, pero we are perfected.
Somos perfectos.
Amen. Despite all these things, we are perfected.
A pesar de todo esto, somos
perfectos. Because we are in Him.
Porque
amen.
Estamos en Él.
And God could no more judge us.
Y Dios no podría juzgarnos
than
más.
Nothing.
Que nada.
He's already judged us in Him.
Él ya nos juzgó en él.
When He judged Christ,
cuando él juzgó a Cristo,
He judged me.
Él me juzgó.
He judged you.
Él lo juzgó a usted.
And He can't judge us again.
Y él no nos puede juzgar otra
because
vez.
He took my judgment.
Porque él tomó mi juicio.
Hallelujah. If I am redeemed, then He took my judgment.
Si yo soy redimido, entonces él lees mi juicio.
And if the devil will try to put punishment on me,
y aún el diablo trata de poner castigo en mí.
I've got a ticket to show him.
Tengo un ticket para mostrarle.
That I am redeemed.
Que soy redimido.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why there's now therefore Romans chapter 8. There's now therefore no condemnation.
Por eso Romanos 8, por eso es que no hay condenación.
On you and I.
En usted y yo.
Because we have believed in the redemption grace or the redemption work of God.
La obra de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've got a ticket to show him that I've been redeemed.
Para mostrarle a él que yo
no more judgment.
No más juicio.
He that heareth my words,
el que escucha mis palabras,
and believeth on him that sent me,
y cree en el que me ha enviado,
has eternal life.
Tiene vida eterna.
And shall never come to the
nunca
judgment.
Vendrá juicio.
But has passed from
pero
death
ha pasado de muerte
unto life.
A vida.
That's my ticket.
Ese es mi ticket.
And that's your ticket.
Y ese es el ticket de usted.
Hallelujah.
También.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
I don't want to go far. Amen. I'm taking too much time. So that's fine. Thank you. Now,
ahora,
remember,
recuerde,
the Bible said the Lamb's Book of Life was written before the foundation of the world.
El libro del Cordero de Vida estaba escrito antes de la fundación del mundo.
And your name was put in.
Y su nombre fue puesto.
It was that book when the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the
estaba
world.
Estaba ese libro cuando el Cordero de Dios fue demolido antes de la fundación del mundo.
To redeem every name that was written in that book.
Para redimir cada nombre el cual estaba escrito en ese libro.
So, you see, there ain't nothing out of order.
Ve, allí no hay nada fuera de orden.
It's working just exactly
está
like God's big time piece.
Exactamente el reloj de Dios.
Like a clock.
Como un reloj.
Moving right around.
Moviéndose correctamente alrededor.
Your name was put in there before the foundation of the world.
Su nombre fue puesto ahí antes de la fundación del mundo.
When the lamb was slain to redeem what was
cordero
in that book. When the lamb was slain to redeem what was in the in
cuando
that book.
Cordero fue ahí demolido.
And now he comes forward.
Y ahora él viene
and takes that book
y toma ese libro
to claim his redemption.
Para reclamar su redención.
We know in the redemption,
sabemos que en la redención
I said two parts, probably two parts. One,
partes, una,
one you redeem and then the second you come and make a claim.
Una parte es usted redimido y la segunda usted viene y hace un reclamo.
So those of us who have been redeemed
aquellos
by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
redimidos por la sangre de nuestro
Jesus
Señor
comes back to make a claim on
para hacer
us.
Un reclamo en nosotros.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So you see, the book of redemption was kept under lock and key, so to say.
El libro de redención fue mantenido con una llave.
To avoid cerrado, any distortions.
Para prevenir cualquier distorsión.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
It place it in an earthen vessel.
Y lo puso en un vaso terrenal.
To prevent damages and all those losses.
Todo este tipo de pérdidas.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we have already read,
como ya hemos leído,
Abraham bought the piece of land.
Compró la pieza de tierra.
David refused to
David
take the land free.
Le rechazó el tomar una tierra por grana, por nada.
Jeremiah also purchased that piece of land.
Jeremías también compró esa pieza de tierra.
Though it looked like he was just wasting his resources by buying a land.
Aunque parecía que él había perdido todos sus recursos comprando esa tierra.
Which the enemy was going to take over.
Pero el enemigo podría tomar la
regreso. Then our Lord Jesus Christ also
también
refused to take us for a gift.
Rechazó tomarnos como
to
un regalo.
To take us as a gift from Satan.
De tomarnos como un regalo por parte de Satanás.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has purchased us.
Él nos ha comprado.
That is, we are his purchased possession.
Somos su compra de posesión.
We belong to him.
Le pertenecemos a él.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bought these glasses.
Compré estos lentes.
And I will use it anytime,
cualquier
anywhere.
Vez,
these glasses cannot complain.
Estos lentes no se pueden quejar.
And tell me, master, today I'm tired. Don't wear me.
Decirle, maestro o dueño mío.
I bought
cansado,
it with,
no
with money.
Yo pagué dinero.
With a price.
Con un precio.
Hallelujah. So I have control over these glasses.
Yo tengo control sobre
I have control
esos
over
lentes.
This watch.
También de este
this
reloj.
Vest.
Este traje.
Anything that I have spent money
cualquier cosa en la
to
cual
acquire,
dinero para adquirir,
that thing has not, cannot detect to me how to use it.
Esa cosa no puede decirme a mí cómo usarla.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so we, if we are God's purchased possession,
y somos nosotros la posesión de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Comprada.
Then God must have the best part of us.
Entonces Dios tiene que tener la mejor parte
that
de nosotros.
That is why he must have preeminence
que
in
tenemos
us.
Tener, él debe tener preeminencia en nosotros.
So we can say, have your own way, Lord.
So podemos decir que se echa
we are just
voluntad,
a porter.
Señor. Tan solo somos
barro. We are just the clay. You are the
somos
potter.
Tan solo el barro.
You have bought us. You have purchased
us. Tú nos has comprado.
Hallelujah. We don't belong to ourselves.
No pertenecemos
but
a
we
nosotros
belong to you.
Te pertenecemos
just
a ti.
Just use us.
Tan solo úsanos.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
God should have first place in our lives.
Dios debería de tener primer lugar en nuestras vidas.
He must have first place in our lives.
Él debe tener primer lugar en nuestras vidas.
Because he has purchased us.
Porque él nos ha comprado.
We belong to him.
Le pertenecemos a él.
Let the Lord have his own way.
Deja que el Señor haga
in
su
our
voluntad.
Lives every day.
En nuestras vidas cada día.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know whether we know this song.
Yo conozco este canto.
I am redeemed.
Soy redimido.
Bought with a price.
Comprado con un
precio. Jesus.
Jesús.
If musicians can help us.
Amen.
Just who I am. God bless you. God bless you. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Bought with a
price.
Jesus has changed my whole life. Oh, if anyone asks me, that's who I am. Tell them I am redeemed. If anybody asks you, just who I am, just tell them I am. If anybody asks us just who we are, we'll tell them we are redeemed. Let's repeat it. I am redeemed. I am redeemed.
I am
not with the price. Jesus has changed my whole life.
And if anyone should ask you just who I am. Thank you, Brother Samuel.
Gracias, hermano Samuel.
Beautiful.
Hermoso.
Don't you love our Lord Jesus?
¿No aman ustedes a nuestro Señor Jesús?
I was just listening to the message, the token.
Estaba oyendo el mensaje, la señal.
And desperation that follows it.
Y desesperación lo sigue.
And something struck me.
Y algo vino a mí.
Anew. Maybe, like never before, different ways. You know how things go like that when
sabe,
you
read como nunca antes, sabe.
All through the scripture.
A través de la escritura.
You see the holiness of God.
Usted ve la santidad de Dios.
And how perfect he is.
Y qué tan perfecto él es.
And how there's no way anybody can come back to him that isn't perfected.
Y cómo es que nadie podría regresar a él, el cual no está perfeccionado. Okay. ¿Está bien?
Because you can't come into that presence without being like him.
No podemos venir a su presencia sin ser como él. ¿Está bien?
So then I was listening to a message, perfection, from Brother Branham.
Entonces estaba escuchando un mensaje, perfección, de hermano Branham.
It makes Jesus so beautiful to us.
Hace a Jesucristo tan hermoso para nosotros.
Isn't he just wonderful?
¿No es eso tan solo maravilloso?
There's no way.
No hay manera.
There's no possible way except
no hay ninguna manera
Jesus
posible que excepto a través de Jesús,
his blood shed
a través
for
de
us.
Su sangre derramada por nosotros.
And there's another song.
Ahí hay otro canto.
Brother Samuel was preaching. He said, do you remember the chorus? It's in Only Believe Books, number 467.
467 en el libro
he signed
solo
the
creer.
Deed with his redeeming blood. He ever
él
lives to make that promise.
Firmó
do you know that?
Esto
oh,
con su propia sangre
it's a wonderful
para redimirnos. Es un canto muy maravilloso.
You know, don't you, sis?
Tú lo conoces, hermana.
Nate, you know it, right? He signed, give us a key there, says. Would you stand with me?
Se pararían conmigo.
467 is the
467.
Word. Very simple words.
Palabras muy simples.
He signed the deed with his redeeming blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. Look, though all the march in to make a second claim, they all march out again at the general. Hey, isn't that precious?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Huh? And don't you feel like you're in World War 17 sometimes? Mm. Though all the hosts of hell coming in try to make a second claim, they all march out again at the mention of his name. Let's sing it again. They signed the deed with his redeeming blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. Though all the host of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out again at the mention his name. They all march out again at the mention his name. Amen. Brother Samuel, you back there? Where did he go? Come on up, brother. We'd like to just pray over him. He's going to be here in the States for several weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And got some traveling to do. Would you come up with me? Let's lay hands and just pray that God watch over him, protect him.
Amen. Yes.
Come on up, whoever would like to. It says, remember what the prophet said, have faith, what's in your body, to bless somebody.
Amen.
Thank you for our dear brother Samuel, Lord. Mm-hmm. We love him. You love him. Mm-hmm. We'd like to commit him into your hands now, Father, that you'd watch over him, protect him, give him traveling mercies wherever you send him, Lord, mm-hmm. and just let him be obedient to the unction of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Wherever you lead him. To go, mm-hmm. to be a true and faithful witness, mm-hmm. to speak your words, the ones you give to him. Bless him, Father, now. Lord is still got a lot of hurts from the loss of his wife, and you, Father, are the comforter for him. May he see that comfort surround him every step of the way as you lead him through this mm-hmm. life. Lord, till we meet again, hopefully that's very soon on the other side, mm-hmm. we keep our dear brother. We commit him into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing it again. I love that song. He signed the deed with his redeeming blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. Though all the host of do you know how much power there is in that precious name of Jesus?
Amen.
Creative power, healing power, bringing to life power, all kinds of power. Every power that you have need of is in that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Juan, would you close?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, just so good that you had your children coming to visit us, Father, and talk to us through them. Just so beautiful, Father. We thank you for that. And you may keep filling them of you more and more, Father. Time is getting close. Mm-hmm. Blending time is upon us now, Father. And just keep working, Father, until you finish the work that you started, Father, and each and every one of us. I ask, Father. We pray for the people that was unable to be here, Father. And for every person that may be, Father, and you know they are desperately calling on you. So I remember when I was like that, Father, and really, really from our hearts crying out to you. You just come down like a lighting, Father, because you are ready to hear us when we are crying out to you, and you did it that day. So I know there is people, Father, that are just like that. Will you please listen? Come to them and let them know that you're still and that you are there for them. Bless my brothers and my sisters as we depart from this place, Father, in that precious name. That is our own name, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 God bless you all.